Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Well, you can assist me by, I don't know what this charge is for on my Olo card from this company, and I want it canceled. I want my money back.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
98926.
I beg your pardon?
98926.
Thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Nancy Frederick.
Okay, give me 1 second while I seek and I locate an account associated with you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
1120 Sunrise Drive, Ellensburg, Washington.
All righty, give me 1 second while I open up this account. All righty, ma'am, I was able to locate an account associated with you, but it does seem like you've already been canceled out of this.
Oh, okay. So do I get my money back?
Yes, ma'am. It seems like, give me 1 second here. Yeah, it does seem like you have already been canceled out of this. You were canceled out of it on April the 12th. Now, that was deemed a valid charge, and that has been a while. Now, the system is generating a refund of, they are doing a 35% refund of the amount you were charged. They will generate that, and they will refund you $20.96 back.
Oh, they're not gonna give me my $58.89 back?
They generated this. The system generates refunds, ma'am, and you have been canceled out of that. Now, the system would generate a 50% discount, and they would give you half of what you would bill back, which would be $29.95, which would be half of the amount that you would bill back.
Okay, well, why wasn't I billed back the full amount?
I don't know how you canceled this, and maybe you called in, but they just don't automatically give refunds. Even if you canceled out of something, you request a refund back. So whomever you spoke with, as long as you did not request a refund, they don't automatically refund.
Well, I'm sure that I requested a refund because...
Yeah, you may have, and they never notated it in the system. So now the most refund that system is generating right now, which is the most of the refunds, would be 75%, and it would refund you $44.92.
Well, I still don't understand why they're taking money from me if I canceled it and requested a refund. I shouldn't have to pay a penny.
I do understand that, ma'am, but I don't make the rules. We're just a third-party call center. We just get stuff generated from whomever the vendors are, and the most the system is generating back is a 75% refund.
Wow. So who do I talk to?
Well, ma'am, they're online vendors, so we don't have numbers for them. We service them.
Well, that's interesting if you can't even talk to the company itself. Can you give me a confirmation number?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
And what is that number?
Yeah, are you accepting that 75% refund?
No, I want to accept the 100% refund, but, obviously... I'm not getting anywhere with that, and I need to talk to the people that did it.
As I did say, ma'am, it was an online sweepstakes that seems like that you entered into, and we assist these companies. So we're actually a third-party call center to actually assist these companies. You entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. And by entering
and I've been charged a couple of times for that on this card. And I just got through talking to other people about this same deal. They canceled it. They said they gave given my money back. I still show it on my account. This is kind of bullshit because it was a trick deal, and I'm charged 3 times for it. You know, and I'm having to sit on the phone, and I just don't get it. Yeah, because when I realized what was happening, I called the very first frickin' day.
Yes, ma'am. When you entered into that sweepstakes, did they explain to you that you entered into a sweepstakes and as long as you were in the running, that they were going to bill you that amount for as long as you stayed in the running of the sweepstakes? So if you were billed several times, you never chose to cancel it until recently.
Well, I want it all canceled. Can you do that?
Canceled. It's all canceled. Okay. Yes, ma'am. When they cancel you out of it, it was all canceled then. You are no longer entered into it, and they couldn't bill you anything else. And I do see the last time that they billed you was actually on April the 12th.
Right.
Right. That was the last time they billed you. So once you were canceled out of that, then that was it. They could never bill you again.
Can I get a confirmation number, please?
Yes, ma'am. That confirmation number is C as in Charlie, and that's 920-562-229.
Okay, and so what are they refunding me back?
Well, ma'am, I can go ahead and do a one-time courtesy refund. They will deduct $5 from that. So I can do a one-time courtesy refund and refund you $54.89 back to the account.
$54.89.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty, I will take that.
3 to 5 business days to be refunded back to your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. You do have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.